The head of the company that just completed the first phase of a fiber optic cable system that brought much faster internet connectivity to Prudhoe Bay says if all goes well, the company will extend that broadband to five other northern Alaska communities as early as November.
These markets are demanding service and desperate for this service.
Quintillion CEO Elizabeth Pierce says the broadband that her Anchorage-based company will offer to the local internet service providers will improve the quality of life for the residents of Utqiagvik, the city formerly known as Barrow, as well as Wainwright, Point Hope, Kotzebue, and Nome.
With broadband, you get access to education, and with education, you get access to well-paying jobs.
Broadband could also help generate economic activity in remote communities and offer young people an alternative to leaving the village for a job in the city, says Heather Hudson, an expert who's studied the trend that has decimated the population of many Indigenous communities in Canada, much as it has in Alaska.
Unemployment is high. It's very similar to Alaska. Cost of living is also high, similar to Alaska. And the population is young. Half the people in Nunavut are under 25.
Hudson is an affiliate professor with the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research. And she and others at the forum talked about how broadband would improve e-commerce, telemedicine, and education in the villages. But some Alaska Natives and their Indigenous counterparts in other Arctic nations worry about the downside of broadband.
I just feel that you know, high technology is good, you know, but there's a time and place that it should be used.
Steve Umatuk is an elder in the northwest Alaska village of Point Hope, and he said in an interview last year that he worries about broadband making it hard for young people to appreciate their Indigenous culture.
I try to let the younger generation understand that they have an identity that should never be forgotten, and that you have a rich history, a rich culture.
Many Indigenous peoples worry about their youths losing interest in their language and traditions, and some fear broadband could aggravate the problem.
There is concern, and there should be concern.
Cheryl Stein is Executive Vice President of ASRC, the Inupiaq-owned Arctic Slope Regional Corporation based in Utqiagvik.
I mean, we absolutely hear that concern, because I think that what we have are a lot of people that are glued to their phones, not paying much attention to the other things that are going on around them.
But Stein says that doesn't mean Alaska Natives should turn their backs on the technology. Rather, she says, parents, educators, and other community members must teach young people how to responsibly use it.
We need to be good parents. We need to be engaged with our kids, you know, pay attention to what they're looking at, making sure that they don't get mired in the things that potentially could be negative about the internet.
Some, like Patrick Savick, the Northwest Arctic Borough's chief of staff, believe broadband could actually help Indigenous peoples preserve their cultures.
I think it's a positive. As we've seen our language and culture stripped away from us, the advent of broadband connectivity and iPhones and Samsung and all these apps opens this new world back to us.
Stein says broadband could facilitate greater sharing of Native culture by allowing schools and other institutions to download large files of data, such as those stored in an Inupiat cultural repository in Utqiagvik.
We have an incredible amount of content that resides at the Inupiat History, Language, and Culture Commission in Barrow that the villages really can't access because of no broadband, right? There's too much lag, it takes too much time.
Stein says ASRC has invested in the Quintillion project in part to help share more widely the cultural resources, such as those managed by the Inupiat History, Language, and Culture Commission. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.